This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so tonight we're going to focus on one aspect of Yom Kippur, which has different manifestations, which I think is absolutely fascinating. Over the summer, I was recommended a book as Elul Reading. It's a book by a non-Jewish author, a non-Jewish book. It's called Atomic Habits. A very interesting, very engaging book, where he, as his name, the name suggests, he talks about making small changes, atomic changes, tiny, tiny changes, but it could lead to very sort of remarkable results. And he gives illustrations, you know, a moshel that imagine you're standing in an airport in Los Angeles and you're taking a flight to New York and someone moves the nose of the plane a few feet south, only a little bit. A person will end up in Washington, not New York. So just a tiny change, which won't even know, not even noticeable on the tarmac, but yet over the stretch of the width of America will be huge. And that's really the point of his book, and that sort of idea. But there's one point that he makes in the book, which I think has a bearing on Yom Kippur, which I think is a very central message. And he says the following idea. When a person tries to make changes, too often he doesn't succeed because he focuses on his action, his habits, and not on his identity. Let me explain what that means. Imagine you are a person is trying to quit smoking. So if you offer him a cigarette, there's two possible responses. One response is, I'm not a smoker, no thank you. The second response is, no thank you, I'm trying to quit. Research shows that the first response is much more effective than the second. If a person says, I'm not a smoker, then I don't smoke. Smokers don't smoke. But if he says, no, thank you, I'm trying to quit, that implies that I am a smoker, but I'm trying. Sometimes I'll succeed, sometimes I'll submit. What's the svar? What's the longest? What's the depth of that? The depth is that a person, if he changes his identity and he identifies as a non-smoker, then his actions just flow from his identity. In other words, that rather than a person wanting to have a goal, an objective of reading a book, he should rather make a goal of becoming a reader. Rather than mastering a piece of music, he should try and become a musician. Rather than trying to run the half marathon, he should become healthy, become an athlete, become a runner. It's all to do with how you identify. And that really is the key to success in changing and making lasting changes in a person's actions and habits. I mentioned this idea the first day of term in school. I'm fortunate to address the whole staff, Baruch Hashem, 200 members of staff. So I mentioned this point, and I gave an example. The Baruch Hashem in Hasmonaeum, we're a wonderful school. It's a school whose ethos is Torah Derech Eretz. So all too often, the school can be focused on the outcomes. What are our objectives? Perhaps, measured in terms of exam success, GCSE and A-level exams, or in how quiet the corridors are during lesson time, during the school day, or in a thousand different possible measures. But perhaps the better focus should be, are we instilling the values of Torah and Derech Eretz into the boys and girls? Do they understand what it means to live a life of Torah and Derech Eretz? That means that there's a certain refinement, a certain aspiration to make sure that Torah is central to their lives, that there is an engagement with the outer world, that to live life as a Ben Torah, etc., etc. But if a person identifies as a Ben Torah, a person identifies as someone who is rooted in Torah and mitzvahs, then all aspects of their lives will just flow from that. That's the idea. And this idea is actually has resonance all over Yom Kippur. One famous example is Rav Hutna. Rav Hutna in Pachad Yitzchak, in his Maimah Chavtes at the very end, on Rosh Hashanah, the truth is the whole Maimer is about this. But the Rav Hutna says the following. That's a famous line. It's an amazing line. It's the first box on the handout. If you're listening online, please email me. I'll send you the handout. J.Goldker@gmail.com. Says the Pachad Yitzchak Rifutna. There was a phrase which the Musa giants of the previous generation would say. And I'll say it in Yiddish, then I'll translate it. This is the words of the Pachad Yitzchok. Tshuva is nishta taich besser werden. Tshuva doesn't mean becoming better. Tshuva is der taich anderes werden. Tshuva, the definition of tshuva, is becoming different. What does that mean? The idea is that it's not just becoming better, davening a bit better, doing this a bit better. It's becoming a different person. It's changing your identity, and then everything else will just flow from that. And that really, in fact, that really is the message, if you think about it, one of the messages of Mafta Yona. Mafta Yona has such a central feature of Yom Kippur. It's the Haftorah of Mincha on Yom Kippur. And there is a very dramatic exchange in the very first parak. Yonah HaNovi, what is the story? Yonah HaNovi is charged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to warn Nineveh to do tshuva. And he tries to sort of escape his mission. And he goes off onto a boat. He hides, as it were, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the boat sails off and gets into trouble. There's a terrible storm which is threatening to destroy the boat and to kill all the passengers. And the sailors, they wake up Yonah, who's sleeping there in the boat, and they say the following. If you take a look at the next box, tell us, who are you? Where have you come from? What's your work? What? Tell us about yourself. Four questions. And Yonah's answer is astonishing. His response simply is, I'm a Jew. I'm a God-fearing Jew. How does that answer the question? Let me put it to you the way Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, quoted by his son, Rabbi Emanuel, in his wonderful Sefer on Tshuva, this is how he put it. Here we are taught a fundamental lesson. The answer to most of life's questions regarding how we should respond to any given situation is to begin by affirming who we are. Once that is established, the other answers will naturally follow. As we have seen, this is a concept that is central to the day of Yom Kippur, to first and foremost establish who we are and which of our actions over the past year we identify with. Beyond Yom Kippur, this message is crucial. When faced with so many of life's situations and challenges, we should always remember to respond first by declaring Ivri Onoichi. Once we've established and affirmed a clear sense of identity, it will then become infinitely easier to find both the clarity and the courage to deal with whatever particular question we may be facing. Very beautiful and very important idea. There's a famous episode with the Briskerov. At one time, a lawyer from New York in the 1950s came to the Gadol Hador, the Briskerov, and he introduced himself. And the Briskerov said to him, Shalom Aleichem, what's your name? What do you do? And he responded his name and he said, I'm a lawyer. I'm from New York. And the Briskerov looked at him and said again, tell me, what's your occupation? What do you do? So the fellow thought maybe he didn't hear properly. He repeated, I'm a lawyer from New York. And the Briskerov again said, yeah, but tell me about yourself. What do you do? Who are you? What's your occupation? So he said, I work in a law firm in New York. The Briskerov said to him, that is not the answer of a Jew. The answer of a Jew is, Ivri Onoichi. I didn't ask you how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you your parnasa, whether you're an accountant, a lawyer, a teacher, a diamond merchant, it's irrelevant. That's not your main preoccupation. That's just how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen to give you parnasa. Who you are is Ivri Onoichi. That's really one of the central messages of Mafta Yona. Amazing words. By David Kaplan, in his inimitable, humorous way, tells a lovely anecdote of a person who struggles a little bit with his identity. There was once a traveler, a businessman, who arrives in town very late at night and is desperately looking for a place to stay. There's only one motel in town. So he knocks on the door late at night, and the owner opens up. And he says, look, I need a room for the night. So the owner says, look, I'm totally full. I haven't got any rooms. And it says, look, I'll pay you double what it costs to get a room. I need somewhere. So the owner says, okay, there's one room here, there's one person sleeping in it, but there's a spare bed in that room. If you go quietly into that room, he's already gone to bed, this fellow, he's sleeping there. If you go up to the room quietly, you can sleep in the spare bed in that room. The guy is very grateful, the businessman is very grateful. And then he asks the owner, he says, listen, tomorrow I've got to catch a flight. Can you wake me at 4:30 because I've got a flight? Okay. So 4:30 the next morning, the owner goes into the room quietly. The lights are off. It's very quiet, the wee hours of the night. And he wakes up this businessman. And the businessman doesn't want to disturb his fellow roommate, who happens to be a professional clown. And because it's so dark, the businessman gets up, gets dressed. But by mistake, instead of putting on his own clothes, he puts on the clothes of his roommate, who, as I say, is a professional clown. He walks down the stairs quietly at night. He gets into the taxi. The taxi driver gives him a very strange look. A clown's getting into the taxi at 4:30 in the morning. He goes to the airport again. He gets lots of very strange looks. And when he realizes that suddenly everyone's looking at him rather oddly, he goes into the restroom and he looks at the mirrors and he sees a clown staring back at him. And he says to him, that irresponsible motel owner, I asked him to wake me up, and instead he woke up the clown. And as Rav David Kaplan says, that we often struggle to find our identity. Many identify with what we do, and that's not our way. And this point is borne out by Rav Huttner in a very famous letter. If you took a look at the second side of the sheet of the handout, this is a letter, a famous letter. It's in the Pachad Yitzchok, in the section of Igeris and Mechtovim, it's Igeris number 94. And as Talmud writes to Rav Huttner and says that he's struggling. He's left yeshiva now and he's now working, and he feels he's living a double life. On one hand, he's a ben Torah, but he's going out to the sort of the professional world, and he feels he's living a double life. So let's go through. Let me just read, in the short time that we have, let's just read quickly Rav Huttner's classic response to him. Top line, the impression I get from your words, that you've got a basic premise, ki secular career, he double life. That if you have a secular career, it's a double life. You know, as I'm your Rosh Shiva, I would never allow, tolerate, condone a double life. If a person is going, who rents a room in a house, and if a person also rents a room in a hotel, so he's got two rooms, one in his in a house and one in a hotel, he's a double life. He's got two lives. This is how I am here, this is how I am there. That's a double life. But a person who rents out two rooms in the house, Yeshlo, broad life, not double life. Zoichreni, listen to this. I remember, says Rav Huttner, she bikarti pam Yerushalayim bebeis hacholim shel Dr. Valach Shlita. I remember visiting once the legendary Dr. Valach of the, I think it was Hadassah Hospital, Shari Tzedek, I forget which one, or Bikucholim, I forget which one. The Ro'isiv kashehu nogash l'chole she'o omid likonis l'cheden nituach. And I remember seeing him, as there was a certain patient who was about to go in to have an operation. And the legendary Dr. Valach went over to him, v'sho'alo al shem imoy b'chdei l'sfalolov l'fnei ha'nituach. He said to him, what's your shem kodesh? What's your mother's name that I can daven for you before you have the operation? K'she sapparti. And when I told this to le'echot mi'yam yuchad mi'bein g'doyli Yerushalayim, zeich sadik kodesh drocha, when I told this over to one of the g'doylim in Yerushalayim, his sparta, his perspective was, you're gonna be so jealous of Dr. Valach, who can make such a kiddush Hashem and can integrate Kvod Shemayim into his daily work. Tell me the truth, Rav Huttner writes to his student. Ahuvi Chaviv, my precious student. Haim Amiras Perek Tehillim L'Shlomo Shalchola Lidea Rofe, is not saying the capital Tehillim by the doctor who's standing over a patient about to do his operation. Haim Zehu, double life? Is that a double life? You should live a double life. Listen to the beautiful play on words, classic Rav Huna. He says, the Gemara says that when you say Shema, you should be ma'arich be'echod. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echod. And Echod, you prolong it. You have kavanas, one HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world and the seven heavens above, and Dalet in the four corners of this world. If you're ma'arich be'echod and you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your world, ma'arichi no yoma v'shneisof. Says Rav Huna, just be ma'arich your life. It shouldn't be a double life, it should be a broad life. And his theme is that if you bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life, if your identity is of a Ben Torah, it will spill out into all aspects of your life. I remember one time Rabbi Pinchas Roberts told the following remarkable story on the similar lines. He was once walking down Brent Street very late at night, and he sees the late Dr. Adler, the father of the Dr. Adler, the legendary Dr. Adler, who the book has been written about him, that he was sitting in the seat of his car very late at night, and he was an older man. He was still busy running around seeing patients, and Dr. Adler, his head was slumped over the wheel. Rabbi Roberts was walking, and suddenly saw Dr. Adler, an old man sitting in his chair, and his head was slumped on the wheel. He thought the worst. And he nervously went over to the car, looked up, and he knocked on the window. But thankfully, Dr. Adler sort of shot up, and he ran down the window, and Robert said to him, "Dr. Adler, are you okay?" So he said, yeah. He said, "Well, what are you doing?" So Dr. Adler said to him, "I've just been to visit a patient. And I know it's l'ach ha'yush. There's nothing else I can do medically for him. And I came back to my car just to say Tehillim." That is someone who's ma'arich le'echot. That he defines himself, not as a doctor, but as a Yirei Shamayim. And as a Yirei Shamayim, it will spill into every aspect of the person's life, regardless of what he does. So if he's a doctor, so after he sees a patient, he says Tehillim. And if he's an accountant, and if he's a diamond merchant, or whatever it may be, it will just spill out into everything he does. The message, therefore, of Maftah Yonah is, who are you? What is your true identity? When a person tries to do tshuva, it's very good and very worthy to, I'll bench better, I'll do this better, I'll give tzedakah more, I'll be more careful with my Lashon Hara, and with kashrus and with a thousand things. But a person sometimes goes to the root of the issue. Who am I? What is my identity? And if a person reads the words, the stirring words of Yonah Hanovi, that Ivri Onechi, as Hashem Elokei HaShamayim Ani Yorei, and I'm a Ben Torah, I'm a Yorei Shamayim, then this is how a Ben Torah behaves. I daven better, I don't speak Lashon Hara, I'm very careful with kashrus. This is who I am. And therefore, it's a question of just reassigning who I am. And perhaps that's the message of the Shnei Seirim. The Shnei Seirim, the two goats, one of the central parts of the Avodah Yom Kippur. Two parts. The Gemara Numa says, Yikach Shnei Seirei Izim, Yishnayim, the Sheyu Shneim Shavim. They have to be identical. The Gemara says, Echad Lemare, Echad Lekoyma, Echad Ledomim. They've got to be identical in all aspects. Their worth, their value, their stature, their appearance. What's the message? Well, we know one is discarded off the mountain, thrown off a ragged cliff. And one is taken, lifnai v'lifnim, and is offered up into the Kodesh Kodosh, and the blood is thrown at one of the high points of the Avodah Yom Kippur. Two totally contrasting ends. What's the idea? The idea is that there is a central identity to a person. The Averas that we have are not who we are. We just discard it. That's not how I behave. The identity is, this is who I am. I am a Yirei Shamayim. And Yirei Shamayim behaves in this way. I can look like the other person. I can be the same doctor, the same diamond merchant, the same accountant, the same lawyer, etc., etc. But who am I in my very core? And the message is to channel that. It's like through the prism of a Ben Torah, everything else will fall into place. So perhaps the message of the Pachad Yitzchok and of Mafta Yohina and of the Shtei Seirim is that the main avod on Yom Kippur is to think very deeply as to who am I? What is my true identity? My friend, I once heard, he mentioned this point about Ivri Anochi, and he said that a person in the audience was so taken by it, he worked in Chase Manhattan Bank, famous bank in America. And for whatever reason, he was unable to wear a couple at work. And he was a frum fellow, and it bothered him, but he wasn't able to wear a couple, a yarmulke. And he was so taken by the words of Yonah HaNavi that he wrote them out and he put them on his desk. He wrote them out and I think he slipped under the glass, which was protecting his desk. And that was a constant reminder, reminding him who he is. He may be a very successful investment banker, but that's just how I earn my money. But who am I at my very core? I am Ivri Anochi, Bes Hashem Elokei HaShamayim Ani Yoreh. So I think that message for Yom Kippur is a very powerful one. If we focus on who we really are, what our real identity is, then all aspects of our lives will be governed by that. And that, I think, is the lesson I learned from this very interesting book, Atomic Habits, that a person will be much more likely to succeed rather than tinkering with the various habits that we do or don't do properly, but rather going to the very source. Who am I? You identify yourself fully. You commit to being that person. You identify as the non-smoker. You won't smoke. You identify as the Yirei Shamayim, a God-fearing Jew. Then all aspects of your life will be different, will be improved. Mitzvah Hashem, we shall be zocher to absorb this, I think, very important message and all have a Gemara Chasima Tova. I wish you well and Kol Tov. Thank you for listening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.